Hi, this is Emily Vinos, and you're listening to Everyone Needs a Spotter.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Everyone Needs a Spotter, the multifamily fitness podcast brought to you by the expert team here at RMS Fitness. I am your host, as always, Steve Heitzer, joined by the full and faithful crew here at RMS Fitness. Starting at my left, Steven, typing the day away a Dio. How you doing, brother?
What's up, Stevanovich? How are you today?
Stevanovich. I am on the mic. I'm doing well, buddy. How are you? You doing good?
I'm doing good, yeah. Good to be here.
Excellent. Good to have you, man. Little wipey, Emily V in the place to be.
What's going on, Steve?
Not much. Happy to be here on the mic on a Friday with the team.
That's right. It's been a couple weeks. Feels like it's been a couple weeks. I know last week we didn't do it.
Every week feels like five.
Steven wasn't here. He was away again.
I was not. No, don't say again because I'm barely
Steven?
Away.
Steven? You mean Steven around the world in 80 days of Dio? Is it 80 days? What was the name of that? Around the world in 80 days? Yeah, 80 days, yeah. That was right off the top of my head. Anyway, fearless leader to my right, Robert Decker.
Steve, it's always nice being here with you. The excitement that you bring to the table. At times, it almost overwhelms me.
Some say it's suffocating. No, but you know what? I can't control many things, but I can control my energy. And that's what I'm bringing to the table. I don't know what y'all bring, but that's what I bring. But no, you know, we're happy to be here with everybody, our listeners. We hopefully all are tuned in and ready for some more entertaining and informative information here from the team. We've had a busy couple days. We've had a lot of irons in the fire. This week, for me, has been all about preparation and preparing for upcoming events, installs, different things that we've got coming on down the line here. But maybe I'll start with Steven. What was your quick week in review?
Yeah, as Emily had mentioned, I was away last week, and it's been a while, you know. It really has. We were away on a cruise, and if I was Pinocchio, my nose would still be small. Just. Make that note.
I'm sorry, are you saying that you're not lying?
I'm not lying.
About what?
That
he doesn't, he goes away all the time.
I don't go away all the time. I don't know where that phrase is coming from.
Well, if that's what you're talking about, that explains the hole in the wall across the table from you, because you are definitely lying. But no, you know, we are glad to have you back though, man. I know that you were away. And this week, I know for sure you were busy, because when you are gone, when you come back, because, you know, you handle all of our ordering, shipping and receiving and warehouse stuff. That means that he's always got a smorgasbord waiting for him when he returns.
There was a plethora on my desk.
Emily, how was your week?
It's been eventful. I had issues with my dog, and trying to take care of him every day after that has been very exciting. But he's fine, so that makes me happy. Other than that, I feel like work has been pretty consistent, which is always nice.
Yeah.
So
we've been on the road a lot. I know I have been anyway. I don't know if exactly what everybody else has been up to. Mm-hmm. I just know when I'm not here, I'm not here. But I had to go up to New Jersey this week myself. You know, a couple weeks back, we mentioned that we had attended the New Jersey Apartment Association Expo and Extravaganza. I can't ever remember what that second word is. It's show and something. But we were up there. We got the chance to meet lots of cool multifamily contacts and, you know, clients and things. And I actually was invited up to take a look at two spaces that they want to convert to new fitness centers. So, New Jersey, we're coming for you. That's we're coming in hot. We'll be there soon with our little RMS polos and our trucks, and you'll see us coming and going.
That's right.
So if you need something, give us a ring. Yep. Robert, how was your week, bud?
Steve, it was productive.
How so?
I love his questions. Let's see. This week, you're mentioning we just came off of one trade show, and now we are going into another one in
Philly.
The 20th would be what? 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks will be in Philly for the National Apartment, as they all call it, the Apartmentalized Show.
Yep.
So I am actually here writing notes regarding that so that we can have be prepared to meet new people, see our clients and our friends in the industry there. So a lot to look forward to. So that's kept me pretty busy, as well as the various other activities of ownership.
Yep. As check writer in chief, you are the one responsible for buying all the things we need for trade shows and things, getting all that ready. So I know you've had your hands full with that. But, you know, to your point, we're really looking forward to that National Apartment Association show. It's a big opportunity for us to meet people that we have not had a chance to meet in person. We've had a chance to do that on the fitness side of the world, go, sure, you know, over to, you know, Miami and San Diego and meet our fitness contacts in that way. But this is our first national multifamily show where we're going to be meeting basically all the people that we want to talk to and help make awesome gyms and maintain their fitness equipment. So this is a really exciting show for us because we know that everybody there can benefit from the RMS experience. So we just have to make sure we do a good job of telling everybody about it while we're there. And then there should be a lot to show for that. So we're very excited about that show and can't wait to share the findings from that. We are going to do a podcast live from the show, just like we did at the AB show. Mm-hmm. Not the AB show.
Yeah. It was
the AB show, yeah, yeah. That we did from the AB show here in Baltimore. And that'll be exciting and fun. Hopefully we'll be able to pull some people in off the you know, the walkways there and get some interviews and things. So that'll be exciting. And we'll just see how that all comes together. But that's enough blabbing. We try to keep our intros under 30 minutes here if we can. And basically this week we just wanted to get into a discussion that I thought was, you know, actually I had the idea as I was editing a prior podcast episode. Robert, you mentioned in that episode that we did that maybe we would have a second standalone episode dedicated to the importance of cameras and security in the fitness center, and how that can be a benefit in many ways to multifamily clients in particular. You know, that's who we talk to here. We're kind of specifically looking at how it can benefit folks who are owning and operating multifamily fitness. But kind of to summarize that, Robert, you know, if you can dive in there a little bit at all,
sure,
you know, talk a little bit about what we see in some spaces and what we see in others as far as cameras and security. Just kind of maybe lay the roadway, so to speak, for the conversation.
Well, I think any time an amenity like that is put together, there's the thought process begins with supervision. And supervision is not so much the necessity to know who's coming and going, but there's a lot of things there. There's for residents and their safety. We could go into that a little bit here, as well as the equipment usage, who's coming in, how busy does the fitness room get, because very rarely are office personnel there at the peak times. So it's good to know there. Their equipment's being used. And then there could be an aspect of the cameras to help when there is a repair. I mean, I'll go into that a little bit in detail. So let's say something isn't working and it's puzzling why it's not working. Well, sometimes we'll go in and we'll see that the repair, now I'm not talking about vandalism. I'm talking about something where it's just a very odd situation. Like, what happened? How did it get to this point? Because the next day, an engineer will go into the facility and say, this treadmill's down, but no one's reported it. So having the camera there could help, because then you could look back and say, oh, okay, so this is what transpired, and this is now why it is not working. But yeah, I don't want to steal all the thunder from those aspects, but it's kind of a breakdown of each piece, and maybe if you want, we can start talking about each of those areas.
Perfect. Thank you so much. You know, wanted to get a little summary there, you know, because every facility is different. We go into some locations, and there's cameras in every corner of every hallway and every building, and the fitness center is fob access, it's secured. And then there's other places where maybe security is a little less of an issue there for them, or a priority. And maybe they haven't invested into those cameras or that security for the fitness center yet. And we think that there's some important things to note. Now, Emily, because you mentioned on a prior episode a little bit about how sometimes things go missing from fitness centers. Mm-hmm. What's maybe like one of the first most obvious benefits? Like, if you were to invest in some cameras in your fitness center, what's one of the most obvious, you know, benefits of it?
Well, obviously, they can look back on the feed to see who removed or stole items. I mean, Yeah, and that would also help prevent that from happening if people can see that there are cameras, you know, and there's the room's being monitored. So that would definitely help people to maybe not take things.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Steven?
I think the other thing, too, is like some residents may feel like, well, I'm just going to borrow it. I'm going to take it up to my room, use it, and then bring it back. And oftentimes they might have that intention as well, but then they forget. They leave it at the house. I know of some property managers who've experienced that issue where they see some tenants bring things back, and they're like, well, where was that? Well, I borrowed it. And it's like, you can't necessarily do those things. But when you have cameras, you know, you can see those things.
Exactly. So that's really the first thing I wanted to talk about was, you know, theft and things leaving your facility. It's a huge issue. You know, a lot of times the usual culprits are small kettlebells, small dumbbells, resistance bands, anything that's like gym bag sized, you know, that can just be tossed into a quick duffel bag or book bag or something like that. And basically, there's not a whole lot to really talk about on this subject, but having a camera is going to, you know the people that live in your community. Theoretically, there should be no strangers there. These should be all people that are, you know, people that live in your community, which we'll get into a little later in the discussion. If that's a problem you're having, then that's a whole other issue. But, you know, the people that you see in that room should be the people that live in your community. To Emily's point, sometimes just literally having the deterrent can be a deterrent. That's not what I wanted to say. Having the camera can be a deterrent. Because most people that are looking to do something wrong, the first thing that they want to make sure is they're not going to get caught. Like, most people aren't, you know, just like, I'm going to run into a room and just start breaking and stealing. You know, they're making sure it's in a good mark or a soft target, so to speak. Robert?
So if you want to touch on that, you said deterrent. We would like to think that cameras are deterrents. But also, when you have a facility that's not manned, like most amenities that we service, anyone entering the facility has the obligation to make sure they leave the facility the way they found it.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, our friends in property management don't always get it reported to them when there is a problem. So days could go by before. And that loss of money by having a camera can give them an opportunity to see if they need to maybe put hours on the facility. I've seen that before, that they know that at this time, no one is coming in the facility. So it would be best to shut down at this time so that they don't run into, and I hate to say it, but one of the latest service calls that I ran recently, the covers were broken on an Octane elliptical, and the covers are pretty large on these units, and they're customized to fit that unit. And because of that, the cost was astronomical. In fact, they were so expensive that they wind up buying a new unit. Now, no one wants to see that for the simplicity of some kids came in late at night, they had no business being there. It was clearly after anyone's ever going to come in and use the facility at that location. Every location's different, but at this location, it was clear they came in, they gained access for no reason but to, in this case, cause the damage. And unfortunately, you know, I don't know what took place after that, but that is, to my knowledge, that's the most recent unfortunate situation. But they had the camera, so they could identify the person. And hopefully they'll see that they get their money back. But those are some of the reasons they could use the camera to understand, again, how much use is being done at what hours, and should we adjust the time with it.
That's a good point. And I like that you've brought that up twice now about the time that the facility is getting used or the amount. Probably worth noting that most of our property management colleagues arrive at work around 9 o'clock and they probably leave around 5. Also probably worth noting that a lot of people probably work out before that time of day if they're working out before they go to work, or they're working out after that time of day if they're working out after work. So your site team, Robert, to your very point, might not actually be there during the peak times, which could be why sometimes when we ask people, like, how much use does your gym get? They say not so much, or they don't know. But the reality is there could be a lot of use happening outside of times that you're even aware of it. And cameras would be a good way to maybe go back and look at that, you know, and sample it over a period of time and see, like, what the usual traffic is outside of the time that you're physically on site. I thought that was really, really a nice bonus. Not one of the three subjects that I actually had in mind to discuss, but really, you know, appropriate for the discussion. So, you know, we touched on theft, obviously. That's going to, you know, things disappearing. There could be a deterrent aspect, as we talked about, to having a camera. Or alternatively, you can at least identify the culprits of who are stealing your things and take the appropriate action, whatever that may be. And we'll leave that up to your property management expertise to know how to handle that. But, you know, you started talking a little bit there, Robert, about people coming into the facilities when, the, you know, without the intentions of using the space correctly, which I think brings us to the second point pretty nicely, which I thought was considerations of the warranty of your equipment and also liability concerns. So, Stephen, well, let me start. Actually, I'll start with a brief story, and then you can then talk a little bit about that warranty and liability. But I had a scenario two different times, actually. Once in the community that I lived in, which was an HOA, where somebody was in our clubhouse, and they were in the gym but not working out. They were on their phone, and they were just walking around. It was clear that they were having some kind of a dispute or an argument with someone in their personal life on the phone. And at a certain point in the conversation, things escalated, and the person got upset. And they turned around and they punched two big holes in the wall of the fitness center at our community. Now, without cameras, there would have been no way to determine what exactly happened in that situation. But because they had cameras, they were able to deal with that appropriately. But Stephen, let's talk about just the warranty aspect of fitness equipment. How can a camera in your facility help you to maintain and maximize the warranty that your equipment comes with?
Yeah, so like for instance, to your point, what if that person didn't hit a drywall and they hit a treadmill? They hit the console of the treadmill, they put a big old hole in it or something, you know, something to that extent. A lot of times when technicians recommend parts from the manufacturer for warranty, the manufacturer is going to require some sort of reason why. And if we say, well, there's a hole in it, they're going to figure out, or they're going to ask, well, why is there a hole in it? And, you know,
yeah,
there's no real explanation to it. So it just doesn't naturally happen on its own.
You mean things don't just spontaneously grow holes in them?
Yeah,
no, we had that, right, Robert? We, you and I went out to look at this community not too long ago, and every console, they had like five or six pieces of cardio equipment. Somebody walked through there with like a screwdriver or a knife and just went to each console and
ouch.
Went, right along down the line, and each one had a nice little puncture hole.
That's expensive.
Do you think that the manufacturer was interested in replacing those?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not, right? It was clearly a case of misuse, right? So now if a manufacturer claims that something is a result of misuse, but then you can go back and you can look at the camera, Emily, and determine what exactly happened, what might you be able to get accomplished?
You can definitely... Well, now you just have evidence that somebody did something, and then you can proceed.
Yeah. Console repairs can be thousands of dollars, depending on the type of equipment that you are looking at. And if you have no way to back up your claim that something truly was wrong, and then the site can say, oh, it was a result. I mean, the manufacturer can say, oh, it was a result of bad cleaning or this or that. You know, but if you have the video evidence of how your cleaners work in the space and that they're not spraying on your consoles directly, and you have evidence that nobody was misusing the equipment, you could save yourself a substantial amount of money by being able to get a warranty claim honored that they were trying to not honor.
Yeah.
Now, that's the side where it comes to getting your equipment fixed. The other component of what can happen sometimes in these fitness centers is legitimate accidents. Things can occur. And sometimes it could be the fault of the facility. Sometimes it could be the fault of the user. Sometimes it could be the fault of the manufacturer. Robert, maybe briefly, if you are able to discuss maybe just like liability and maybe how the camera can aid you in that as far as physical accidents and things that might occur in the space.
Well, I think I watched this lawyer who comes on Instagram feed. And I saved one of the videos because when you're not in the facility to make sure that the equipment is used properly, we've had situations where we have been asked by legal representation to turn over our inspections because someone has gotten hurt. And so warranty would be, was this person using the equipment properly? Was the equipment installed properly? All of these questions can be answered because in the video, you can see what took place. Was the person, and most of this generally happens on treadmills. Were they using them properly? Did they have the safety key attached to them? You know, were they again using it for a workout, or were they in some ways misusing it, maybe trying to be funny, whatever the case is, and then someone gets hurt.
Yeah.
You know, they, you can identify that in the camera. Without that camera, without that video, then you're left to whatever the person says took place.
Yeah.
And that can be expensive. But the reason I mentioned that Instagram feed is because an entire power rack fell over in this video. It was loaded, but we know that power racks are generally bolted down.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bolted down because in this case, the gentleman put all the weight on the bar and there was no bit weight on the horns to counterbalance the weight. So he didn't even have to move. Once he finished loading the last plate, the whole rack fell over.
Yeah.
Fortunately, in the video, the person did not get hurt. But the point is that what would happen the next day? How would ownership and property management handle that? Without a video, it's hard to say what happened. You know, it's kind of a one-sided story at that point.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, a lot of things can happen with fitness equipment. You know, signing a waiver doesn't clearly absolve? Yeah, absolve a community from the responsibility. You get them to sign a waiver, but all they have to say is the equipment wasn't working properly and they have a case. So, you know, that's something to really, really consider.
Yeah, that use at your own risk sign is only getting you out of so much accountability, mm-hmm. I think, to your point, man. And that's a big deal, right? Because when it comes to issues of liability, those are delicate. Because if someone truly did have an accident in your facility and it truly wasn't their fault, they probably are entitled to some sort of assistance with whatever resolution to that problem is, right? Like if it's medical or whatever, and it is really not their fault, and it is the fault of the facility or the equipment, they are entitled to some sort of support. The reality is, though, we live in a very litigious society, and people are opportunistic when it comes to those situations. So some people, I'll put it this way, a percentage less than zero of people in this world will take advantage of a regular everyday accident to try to improve their own circumstance in life, even if it comes at the expense of you and your community when it shouldn't have. So, you know, Robert, to your point about misuse of equipment, I see videos all the time of people improperly using equipment. A common thing, right? You mentioned like the power rack is maybe people like putting weight on a barbell. Well, you know what happens if you take all the weight off one side of the barbell and not the other? Is the barbell that has weight on it, the side is going to go down and the other thing's going to come up. Now, if that bar flips around and breaks a TV in your room or hurts somebody using that equipment, that's not your fault. That wasn't negligence on your part in terms of how you outlaid the equipment or how you positioned things. It was user error. I'm not a lawyer, but I imagine you're probably not responsible for somebody misusing the equipment. But you'll never stand a chance if you can't even prove what happened, is the point, you know. Robert?
Well, just going along with that, did the person use the equipment in the proper area?
Yep.
So when we come in after, but when we come in for maintenance, we'll find dumbbells completely across the other side of the room, a dumbbell. Steven mentioned donated equipment. You know, how did that get in here? How did the person fall? Well, they tripped over donated equipment that the property managers were not aware was in the room. So these are just small things, and who knows what money is spent in insurance claims. Maybe even goes a little deeper than that and becomes legal cases. But these are areas where, again, we're talking about, we don't sell the cameras, right? We're just talking about cameras and the benefits of having this system in the fitness room. So it's not like we're making a profit off of this, podcast, so to speak. But we've seen the benefits.
I haven't read my my Birch Gold ad yet. Robert, calm down.
Noble Gold.
Yeah. We're not making any money on that. And no, we do not provide security cameras. But we just see the benefits of those.
Steven, research security cameras.
For the benefit of our customers. Because maybe, just maybe, that thought hasn't crossed their mind. They haven't had these horror stories, but they're looming in the very near future. And that's what we're trying to prevent.
Well, and you make a good point about looming in the near future, because these amenities have changed. The typical approach to how these amenities are designed is different than it used to be. I mean, even in the time that I've been in this, excuse me, this industry, 5 or 6 years, I've gone from seeing rooms that have treadmills, ellipticals, bikes, and selectorized pieces of equipment to seeing virtually every space now, especially new spaces, have very active areas, you know, for functional training, free weight training, kettlebells. So now you're talking about people are swinging things around. You might get somebody in there doing Olympic lifting, which we talked about on a prior episode about strength training. So all of this stuff matters. Your layout matters. And also being able to prove if someone is doing it wrong, misusing the equipment, all that stuff could be more important than ever before, because we're not just dealing with that traditional, like, very stationary equipment that we were in the past. Like, these rooms are more active than ever before. There's more going on in them. So that's, you know, looming on the horizon, you know, for sure. Any one of these lawsuits, right? I mean, if you all were to get properly sued for an accident there, that could be devastating to the long-term, you know, viability of a property. You have investors, you have owners and things like that. And I guarantee you none of them planned on paying for major, you know, lawsuits or settlements or things like that. And then really just, you know, beyond that, there was one additional, you know, point that I thought was worth mentioning when it comes to these cameras in these spaces. And it doesn't have to do with, you know, getting your warranty honored by a manufacturer or, you know, avoiding getting sued or anything like that. There was a story, you know, not too long ago that was really, it was going around on LinkedIn and things, and it was being shared on different, like, news channels. You know, because a lot of these properties are unmanned facilities. Sometimes they're 24 hours, which means somebody can be in that room late at night, early in the morning, before staff is around in the building. And there was a pretty well-documented case where somebody was in the, a young lady was in the gym by herself. Someone came to the door of the facility, which was inside the community. So she felt reasonably comfortable that person lived there, and they knocked on the door, and she opened the door for them, and they came in. And this person came in, it was a gentleman, and they went about looking as though they were going to be working out. And then as soon as this young lady turned her back, this person ran up on them and, like, physically attacked this young lady in her facility. Now, fortunately in that case, she was able to kind of, like, you know, fight him off, do her thing, and get out of there quickly and go and find help. And because of the camera, they were able to, you know, effectively, you know, track this person down, identify them, and make sure that person was dealt with. But that's just one example. You know, Steven or Emily, you know, you guys could dive in, whoever feels, you know, better chatting about it. But, you know, maybe just talk briefly about, you know, just the world we live in and safety, right? And as it relates to these spaces and the obligation we all have to one another.
Yeah, so I think to your point with stuff like that, you can catch all kinds of stuff happening, especially when you have these clubhouses, even some apartment complexes where they have 24-hour access, and it's like in a remote location, not exactly in the leasing center. Mm-hmm. Some apartment properties have experienced people who somehow, I don't even know how, but they have had access for a while and have been sleeping in the gym.
Wow.
To the point where one of our techs found, like, a makeshift comforter under the bed. Like, they were hiding it. Not under the bed, under the treadmill. They were kind of hiding it there. And then there was a point where the gym was kind of, like, in a separate area where the bathrooms were. So they had locked, basically, that door at one specific day. And so that person could not go in and use the bathroom. So basically they were using the bathroom in the trash can at the fitness center. So it's like, and the techs for, you know, just happened to be that day that our techs were there and they experienced that first thing in the morning.
Why is this the first time I'm hearing
you? You don't remember
this?
That?
No.
Do you remember that?
I don't actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. One of our techs took pictures of the cot and stuff that they found under the treadmill. It's like so obvious.
You know, man, like, but you're bringing up the things basically that I wanted you to touch on. Like, I didn't know about that story, but like the reality is like the world we live in, there is a wide range of people. Some people are just straight up to no good and they want to be doing the wrong thing. Other people are dealing with challenging situations and circumstances and just trying to make the best of it. And maybe it's a problem for you that you don't know you're having. Or we also live in a world where people deal with varying degrees of like mental health conditions and things. So, you know, you have to be careful because we all have to play a role in the safety of one another when it comes to these spaces and property management. You all, I know you take safety of your residents very seriously, but you know, Robert, maybe say a general, I thought you had your hand up, say the point you were going to make, but also maybe say a general word about just how residents in facilities should handle those doors if somebody comes, you know, comes a knocking.
Well, funny story is I'm in the field sometimes and I never introduce myself to many people. Like Steve's clients will be out there and they'll ask why I don't talk.
The big guy don't say much.
Yeah. So what'll happen is we'll be in a facility and someone will come up, and as nice as I want to be, I realize there's a need for the locks on the door. And I think that clients need to be educated that we don't live in a world where just anyone can come into the facility. There's a reason why there's a lock on the door. So again, if listening to this podcast, it's that this portion here is really about safety. I think about any young woman that would be in the facility as a target, that they want to know that they're safe. And that's going to segue me into the next point I wanted to make, is that it's one thing to have the fob lock the door, but there's another thing to know that there are eyes on you when you're in the facility to give you just that much more comfort knowing someone's watching what's going on. Because, again, unfortunately, there are times when people will gain access to the facility, will have the wrong intentions. And so if anything is going to be done to deter people from taking those steps, is to have the lock on the door, is to have the camera in the facility, to have that extra protection for anyone who's working out in those facilities. And again, all of the facilities that we service, there's various types, right? There's the HOA, which is generally connected to a clubhouse, but after hours, there's no one there. And then you have maybe a multifamily complex where there is a concierge there 24 hours. But in either case, it's good to know that there's multiple things put in place to help a person feel comfortable in the facility. Because I don't know if we've mentioned it, but, you know, Emily won't work out without music.
Oh.
Right? And so she would probably have earphones on if she was in a facility like that.
Mm-hmm.
So again, the person's going to really enjoy working out. They need to know they feel safe.
Yeah.
They can't have it in the back of their mind that I can't do this workout without watching the door. That's not a workout.
That's a good point. Thank you for mentioning that one, Robert. Emily, I don't want you to lose your thought.
And to go along with his point, I know that we've kind of talked about this in other episodes, but it's like not just having a secure, I mean, me as a female, I know what will make me feel safe and unsafe. And as I get older, I'm more aware of my surroundings than I was when I was a teenager. So, yeah, I mean, I like to listen to music. But now if I don't feel like I'm safe, I'm not going to go into a gym and work out. I'm just not going to do it. And the things that make me feel safe is proper lighting, security cameras, and even mirrors so that if my back is turned, I can still see everything going on behind me.
That's a good point. And that is something that I try to take into consideration, like when I'm doing room planning. It's not always possible because every room's a little different, but I do try to take some consideration to, like, you know, who's going to have their back to the, you know, facing which part of the rooms. And treadmills typically, and most cardio equipment, has to be laid out that way. But there are still some considerations you can make, like, you know, maybe you can orient things in such a way that somebody can't just stand in the door and look in and see, you know, people that are maybe in vulnerable or compromised, you know, workout situations. I do try to take that into consideration when I can. Mirrors are a nice addition for that, Emily, to your point, you know, to where it can allow you to kind of have multiple angles of view around you and things. But, you know, I think, you know, not to be like overtly scary about it, but like we do live in a world where things are challenging and safety is a more of a concern now, you know, than ever before. And I think this is extra kind of steps, you know, to make sure that people can feel safe and confident in your facility can go a long way toward just the culture that you can build up there, the number of people that feel comfortable using your facility. And, you know, put up some signs about it. It may sound stupid, but I've seen it happen in the gym. I've also seen it happen at the front door. I mean, literally just the other day at a community, I walked in, I was in the lobby, I got buzzed in, a resident came in behind me, and this, I said the other day, this has actually been a couple months, and someone came in right behind them and went directly from the door into the office. Now, I didn't know at the time, but they had been recently been evicted from the community, and they were not happy with the site team. But because a resident walking in the front door let that person come in behind them without a key or a fob, they had unrestricted access to the community, to the common areas, and the office staff, which could be very dangerous in the world that we live in today. So obviously, you know, it might seem like a no-brainer to say, don't let somebody in that doesn't have a fob, but I've done it myself. I've been like the guy that felt like, oh, this person just lives here and they forgot their keys, you know, and I felt that pressure to let somebody into a room. Fight that instinct to be nice, honestly, in that situation, because you don't know who that person is.
Yeah.
Your safety and the safety of the people in your community, the site teams, in fact, as a resident, you might be doing a whole lot to protect the site team, because the odds are somebody coming in is more likely to be upset at the site team than they are anybody else that lives at the community. So this is a everybody all hands on deck kind of thing. The residents need to understand it. The site teams need to understand it. Security is a big deal, and it might not seem like a normal conversation for us to have here on the podcast about fitness equipment and layouts and marketing and things like we normally talk about, but it's very important. And there are aspects of it that will directly affect your ability to like operate the facility too, in terms of costs and things. So it's important. Robert, you were, I think, trying to say something. Did I miss you?
Actually, you brought up a point and it caught my attention for us to have another subject for the podcast. So I can't tell you what it was.
Oh, okay. Well, write it down. I don't want to forget, because I talk a lot and I'll have to try to remember what I said. But no, I mean, that's basically, guys, the conversation in a nutshell. You know, security cameras are security cameras. They secure you against a variety of issues, concerns, and things that you might want to be protected against. And it can have an effect on the ability to safeguard your residents, safeguard the financial validity of your asset, and the interests of your owners, and also, you know, the site team, you know, can affect your safety as well, and probably your job, if I'm assuming, if you make a mistake like this and you cost your owners or somebody a bunch of money, probably not going to view that too favorably. So take this advice. If you can, bring it up at your next quarterly meeting with your owners. If they don't have the right security in there, push the issue. Send them a link to this episode of the podcast so they can hear all the reasons why it's important if they haven't already. And you might be surprised, you know, at the benefits of taking those additional steps towards your safety. So we're about 38 and a half minutes into talking about cameras. I think we've done enough of that.
That was impressive, Steve.
Thank you.
That was impressive.
Thank you. Lil Wipey, coming to you first. Tell me about your weekend, all the things that you have lined up and ready to go.
Babysitting tonight. Tomorrow, hanging out with some friends for the first time in forever, it feels like.
Babysitting your cousin?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then Sunday, seeing my nephew graduate his ceremony. So.
All right. Shout out to those up north. You know who you are. We're not going to say your name because he's still a minor, I think.
No,
he's not.
Mm-mm.
All right. So it's
Rune.
Rune. Rune. Congratulations, brother. We know you worked hard on that, man. Keep up the good work. Stephen D., what'd it be with the weekend, man?
It'll be a slight chill, but also we're cleaning out some things from the house.
I've determined that every time he says he's going to have a chill weekend, that just means they're planning their next vacation. That's all that means. They're over there on Expedia.
I should have said that. Yeah. Planning my next vacation.
So laying low, I'm sure you're still recovering from your last travels. That's sure. So I hope you enjoy a good weekend, man.
It was good.
You deserve the rest and relaxation. You're a hardworking guy.
Thank you.
Speaking of not hardworking guys, fearless leader, Robert Decker.
Weekend with the family.
Why did you say that like you were so upset?
He said it with his eyes closed, too.
This man said a silent weekend prayer before admitting that he had to hang out with his family.
Took a deep breath and said, weekend with the family. So, teenagers keep us busy. We're going to do crabs tomorrow, first time.
Ooh.
For those of you who are listening from far away, what we do in Maryland is...
Not the first time ever, but the first time this summer.
Oh, is that what I said, first time ever?
You said first time.
Yeah, well,
I mean... So I'm just correcting you.
For the first time this summer.
Which she does often. Anyone
His name is Robert.
Okay, let's not bore people with that story. Anyway. So yeah, crabs with the kids... And some friends this weekend. Hopefully the weather will do its thing and stay nice. Somewhat nice. I mean, we just recently had tornadoes in the area. So I'm sure there are people out there who have had worse. And I certainly, my thoughts go out to you. But yeah, hopefully it's a relaxing weekend. Get some crabs and some refreshments on. And look forward to, again... being refreshed and getting back to Monday morning on the golf course.
Monday morning on the golf course. Okay. No, you know what, man? That's a nice reminder that you made there. You know, we all are looking forward to enjoyable things and activities, but we also know that a lot of people are going through a lot of things right now. You know, depending on where you live, your house might be flat right now. And we're not saying that as a joke. We understand that there's been a lot of issues like that recently. So to anyone that may be dealing with those things in various parts of the country and world, we do wish you all the success and quick bounce back from anything. The weather's been crazy lately all over the country. Heat waves, which are probably leading to heat strokes out west, are really a problem right now. It's like some record temperatures and things. So be safe, everybody. That's the theme of the episode today is be safe. You know, we understand it's that type of thing. As for me and mine, we've got our pool memberships ready. We're going to go to the pool this weekend. Nice. If Maryland can avoid raining every bit of every weekend, we'll go ahead and we'll enjoy that. My daughter was supposed to start some sport activities today and didn't work out, you know, so we're going to try again next week. So we'll see what the weekend has in store. But that's really about it. So, as always, we just want to go ahead before we wrap up and say that if you have found this podcast episode or any other to be educational, informative, and or entertaining, that you would simply share it with somebody in your network. We know that the multifamily industry is tight. Y'all have good connections and relationships, so there's got to be somebody else out there that you think could benefit from this information, and we simply ask that a share and a 5-star review and nothing less would be a big thank you for what we're doing here, and we appreciate you all for being here and listening. I am Stephen Heitzer. Stephen? Heitzer. I never call myself Steven.
Whoa. What's going on here?
I am Steve Heitzer. Not to be confused with this guy, Stephen D.
What's going on, homie?
Gotta say goodbye, not what's going on. You know what? This dude's still on vacation. Little wifey Emily B.
Hey, man. It was a nice episode, and I hope you guys have a good weekend.
Robert, can we replace this guy next week, Decker? How about you, man?
You can't. I'm irreplaceable. Play,
bro. There's gonna be a lot of time in editing for you, Steve.
We'll edit it in post.
Oh my gosh. Well, anyone who's still listening, have a great weekend.
And I agree. I hope that anyone listening that's made it through these 43 minutes and 44 seconds has enjoyed their time here with us, and we look forward to catching up with you next time. This is Steve and the team from Everyone Needs a Spotter. We'll see you next time.